Hello, hello.
Welcome to another podcast of Professionally Unemployed. This is episode 2 since my last hiatus. And today, I don't know if you guys can hear, but those sounds are not added on. Those sounds are real. We are hanging out in Pennsylvania. We took a little trip up or to the left here for my mother's birthday. My brother's girlfriend's mom has a house up here, and so we're here kicking it, enjoying it, and it's super nice being out here, being out of quarantine and whatnot. And the sounds are pretty awesome. I was like, I don't need to set up fake artificial rainforest sounds. I got my own little nature sounds. I got some feedback from a couple people. Shout out to Russo for giving me some feedback on my first episode. It seems that people are really enjoying the nature sounds in the background. So I'm going to keep that going. I hope you guys are excited about episode 2. Don't necessarily know what I'm going to talk about today. But typically when I say that, whenever I say that, immediately after, I get an idea. And I know exactly what I want to talk about, because for me, these episodes aren't like forced. I kind of just, you know, they happen naturally, and whenever I'm recording, or even when I'm not recording, actually, especially, I think people forget to notice that, you know, I feel like our days naturally have their own little topics. They have their own little topics, they have their own little lessons, and I try to stay aware of those lessons. I try to be very present in life, and I try to be very aware of what's going on. And one of my little rituals that I like to do is sit back, especially when I'm talking to a video, whenever I'm doing a podcast, I like to step back and just think about, you know, what has this day taught me? What was today's lesson? Even on the ride here, you know, last night when we got here, there's been an overwhelming sense of just presence and just that word. Everybody's been very aware of their phone usage. Everybody's been very aware of, like, you know, this opportunity doesn't happen that often, and the fact that we've been quarantined, you know, we should really appreciate it and just sit back and be present. I try to be very present a lot. I think, you know, I've been telling people lately, it feels like this quarantine, and I probably said this in my last episode, but I feel like this quarantine and this pandemic in general, time feels like it's moving so fast and so slow at the same time, and that can be scary for me. I was thinking about this the other day. I try to progress a lot. You know, I'm very adamant about ambition and progress and success. It's a weird feeling when it feels like time is just flying by, because I try to reflect and think about all the things that I've accomplished, and when life's flying by, it's not a good feeling, especially for somebody like me that's trying to be as ambitious as possible. Just the fact that the quarantine has made everything feel like it's just flying by, it's weird. It's really weird. So I've been trying to really, really be present, but it's hard to be present when you're not really noticing anything. So lately I've been really trying to notice and appreciate the people I'm around, things that I'm seeing. And, you know, I'm looking around right now and I'm seeing so many trees, I'm seeing so much forest, I'm seeing so much nature, and that's stuff that I don't really get to see. Last episode we talked about, you know, how this quarantine has taught us so much within ourselves, but I feel like not only has it taught us a lot about ourselves, but it's also teaching me about, you know, a lot about, you know, the exterior, the things on the outside. It's helping me appreciate, you know, how I affect this world and what I want to do with my time on this planet. I've been reflecting on that a lot, actually. I'm just like, how do I want to spend my time? You know, what am I doing with my time? Am I making an impact on this planet the way I should be? Or am I just wasting time being stuck in my own head? I feel like the first step is really, you know, being in your own head. And I feel like that's really why I wanted to start last episode, coming back onto this platform, kind of just talking about how, you know, it's very important to, you know, be aware of your thoughts and be aware of who you are on the inside. But I think this episode is very about presence and you know, taking notice that, like, you know, our actions and how we affect the world on the outside is also very important. But you know, has to follow the first step, which is being aware of the inner self. But the exterior self is something that is not as easy. Just because it's, you know, the following step doesn't mean things get easier. I feel like it even gets more, you know, it gets tougher because, you know, now you have to check two boxes instead of just checking one. I've been spending a lot of time thinking about, like I said, am I doing things for the right reasons? And that's a pretty scary thing to think about because, you know, you spend so much time in you know, living life the way you think it's meant to be lived. And then out of nowhere, you're like, uh-oh, time to switch things up out of nowhere. And it can be very confusing. It almost feels like you thought you knew what you were doing. And it's funny, we were watching Moana yesterday. You know, her first attempt at the boat was so funny. She just goes out super confidently and she goes out and she tries to, you know, be confident. She tries to go out and you know, sing positively and be positive and go out and take this boat past the reef. And sure enough, she crashed. She did a pretty bad job. But, you know, that's what it can feel like sometimes. You think you know exactly what you're doing, and then you don't. And then sometimes you're just recording a podcast, and you see a deer. You see a deer about 100 feet in front of you, and you're just like, don't see many deer like this in New York City. You know? It's crazy, man. It really is. There's just so many humbling experiences coming from this quarantine and everything overall, like, it's crazy to think about how I was just a guy in the Dominican Republic, you know, this little boy in the Dominican Republic. And now I'm over here recording podcasts in Pennsylvania looking at a deer. You know, it really does make you think, how am I spending this time on this planet? And I think, you know, the reason I spend so much time in my head is because I care a little too much about stuff like that. What was it? I was watching another movie or something. I think, what was it, a movie? It was something basically along the lines of, you know, the things most important to us are already around us. You know, I think it was Moana. I think I'm quoting Moana again. Oh my God, guys, there's another deer even closer. I'm going to have to get the camera. If you guys are watching this through video, congratulations. You get to see the deer. If we're not, I'll just describe it for, oh, there's two. There's two deer. Oh my God, never mind. There's three. I don't know how to count clearly. And they're getting very close. And you know, this is just nature. And it's things you don't really know how to appreciate because it's things that you don't really are accustomed to. But then you start thinking, hey, do I care about this? Is this something I should be spending more time on? For me, I feel like it is. I feel like I'm reaching a turning point in my life where this quarantine has taught me that I need to stop thinking of my videos and thinking of the content that I create as boxes I need to check. Every time I go and think about, like, what kind of video do I want to create? It's always like, well, angles do I want? What kind of this and that do I want? And that's really not how I want to spend my time. How I want to spend my time is thinking about video ideas that are going to impact me, and then think about, hey, then now that I have this idea or this location that I want to do, or this, you know, this big impactful event that I want to do, what angles fit the scene the best? And I think the reason for that is I've spent too much time in my life prioritizing the wrong boxes. I've been prioritizing other people's boxes. I've been prioritizing boxes that I think that if I check will make me cooler or make me more appreciated. And we all want to be a little bit cooler, but I think now for the first time, I want to be cooler for myself, you know, not even the first time. I mean, this happened before, but I think for my career, I want to be cooler for myself with my career. I want to do more impactful things in my career for myself, not for other people. So many times it can be distracting, the fact that, you know, you spend so much time you know, I mean, even how you get taught the idea of career, it's like, hey, make money, buy things, you know, make people proud, you know, titles that, you know, take a title that will impress people. But now, you know, reaching that somewhat level of success, you kind of get carried away and you're like, oh, I think I figured it out. Yep. I got to make more money. But it's really not that. It's, you know, I just got to remember to have fun, and I got to remember to do things for the right reasons. I got to remember that, you know, time on this planet is limited. Freedom is limited. You know, this coronavirus thing has taught us, you know, freedom is limited. You know, don't take the outside and the freedom and nature and everything for granted. Don't take people for granted. You know, you can always go back and watch that video, but you can never have May 22nd back. So my peoples, enjoy today, enjoy tomorrow. Think about it every day, make it a practice, be more present. And appreciate life the way you want to appreciate it, not the way you think other people want you to appreciate it. And you're going to do it that way because you want to be cool. Don't be cool. Be a pool. Pools are cool. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you guys made it this far, let me know in the DMs. What did you think about this episode? Let's continue the conversation. The conversation doesn't stop here. Guys, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful month. And have a beautiful year. I'll see you guys in the next one. This is Champino signing out.